Let's jump back a couple of centuries. The first musical compositions to be published by a woman anywhere were the madrigals of the Italian nun Maddalena Casulana in 1566. Between 1566 and 1700, more women in Italy emerged as composers than in any previous period in Western music history. Among the various factors that contributed to the emergence of women composers was a dramatic growth in the performance of polyphonic music that began to take place in Italian convents in the late 16th century. Indeed, over half of the women whose musical works were published in Italy up to 1700 were nuns. Visitors from near and far attended services in order to hear the nuns sing and play. Many of the girls came from well-to-do families. Some of them had already acquired considerable musical training before entering the convent. The dowries their families paid to the convents were much lower than those required for suitable marriages. So by choosing a religious life for their daughters, wealthy families were able to protect the family patrimony and to safeguard their positions of economic and political preeminence. Convents thus became numerous and well-populated. Isabella Leonarda was an extraordinarily productive composer who lived from 1620 to 1704. In her work, the culmination of more than a century of work on the part of Italian women composers was reached. By 1700, the year in which she turned 80, she had produced an astonishing 200 works in 20 books of music, including solo motets, sacred concertos, litanies, masses, psalm settings, and vespers. In 1691, she also was the first woman to publish trio sonatas for violins and basso continuo, as well as a single solo sonata. Her strong personal devotion to the Virgin Mary is indicated in an unusual double dedication that she puts on her works, to the Virgin and to a human dedicatee. In one of the dedications, she writes, "If I sing, if I make sounds, they are songs through you. With the music I give you, you take me back again. Melodious accents are fashioned by me so that my harmonies magnify you. Therefore, my music is always wholly yours, Virgin Mary. Amen." Let's listen to the Laudamus Te from her first Mass, Opus 18, performed by the Schola Cantorum of the University of Arkansas.